Well, we're not insinuating we beat women, but we will beat y'all at stuffing eggs. We will do that. Amen. Yes. Because apparently people are confused about beating women. Amen. Turn over to, I don't care where you go. I'm joking. Go over to Galatians, please. Hey, man, we're just going to go ahead and start it off today. Amen. I'll pray and we'll get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God, for the pastoral office that you placed on my life. And I draw on it with the hand of faith. I grab it right now with the hand of faith. And I thank you, Father God, for light, illumination, and revelation from the word. And I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. And we thank you for it in advance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you. We're going to leave changed. We're going to leave smarter from the word of God, considering the things that you have placed on our life, but that you also gave us. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So if y'all was here last Wednesday, look at your neighbor first off real fast and say, don't answer. Now look at the person on the other side and say, don't answer. All right. So last week I asked the question, did God promise us healing? Think about it. Did God promise us healing? I said, don't answer. Because he did not promise you healing.
Amen.
God, first off, tell me what scripture says God promised you healing. Where it says God promised you healing. What scripture is it? But he does make a statement of fact saying by his stripes you were.
Amen.
Were past tense. So that means if you were, you are. You are. You are. So he makes statements of facts, not promises. He didn't promise us healing.
Amen.
See, once we get through that, we'll have it made. We got to get through the, well, he promised me healing. No, he gave you healing.
Amen.
Amen.
It belongs to you.
Amen.
So see, whenever we say promise, that's still putting it off on him and not taking responsibility for it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's what it's really doing. Because, you know, once I say it belongs to me, now I have to do something about it. But if I continually say he promised it to me, he'll give it to me one time, one day. It's leaving it on him. But Jesus died on the cross. He got beat. If you don't know what Jesus, what all he went through, watch the Passion. Watch that. And find out what he did, what he went through, and he had you on his mind.
Amen.
And he took all that sickness, disease, pain, lack, hatred, depression,
amen,
forgiveness, everything, he took it.
Amen.
Once and for all.
Yes.
Once. And so it was done.
Amen.
It was done. It was done. And so God didn't promise us healing, right?
Amen.
Amen. So did God promise us healing?
No.
Amen. I agree. Because it's a statement of fact.
Amen.
He said healing is yours. Because he said, first, go over, amen, 1 Peter 2:24, let's look at that real fast, amen. Pull up King James, please. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body. So who his own self bare what? Whose sins?
Our sins.
Our sins. In his own body on the tree when he got crucified, right? Well, you might be asking, how'd he do it? I don't know. You'll have to ask God when you get to heaven. I don't know. I just know that it says that he did, and if the word of God says it, then I can receive it by faith.
Amen.
That we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye what? See, we got to see that. We have to actually look at that, because it says, by whose stripes ye, what's the next word?
Were.
Is that future tense?
No.
What is it?
No.
So you were back then.
Yes.
Over 2,000 years ago, you were healed.
Amen.
Before sickness even tried to come on you, or disease, you were healed.
Amen.
Before.
Yes.
Before.
Yes.
Because that's what Jesus did on the cross, didn't he?
Yes.
Did he just do it for them that were there at that time?
No.
So then who did he do it for?
Me.
So if you were healed, then are you healed? It's easy to say yes, but a lot of people go, I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm kind of hurting. Well, you know, I want to say I'm healed, but, you know, I got this kind of flu and this headache and the runny nose and just going through all the symptoms, going through all the problems. And so they're looking at themselves to see if their body is confirming what the word says. And then if their body will confirm what the word says, then they'll believe it. That's not how the word works.
Amen.
You believe the word, and it'll confirm itself, and your body will line up to the word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God didn't promise us healing, because a promise always has to do with the future, right? Right?
Yes.
Amen. I agree. But healing belongs to us now, right?
Yes.
Y'all, we know Galatians 3:13. That's where I had y'all turn. Christ redeemed us from what?
Curse of the law.
What's the curse of the law? Well, if you look it up, it is spiritual death, poverty, and sickness.
Yep.
If you go back to the law, find out what it is, that's exactly what it is. Amen. God's redeemed us from that, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So I'm not going to stay very long there. No one... I'm just going to throw this out there real fast. All right?
Okay.
Nowhere in the Bible does it say Christ has redeemed us from sin. All right. You can go study that on your own. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that Christ redeemed us from sin. Amen. It says he redeemed us from the curse of the law, though.
Yep. Amen.
And what's the curse of the law? Spiritual death, poverty, and sickness, correct?
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right. We need to go forward here. No one will ever receive their healing believing in their symptoms or what the doctors or Google says over what the Word of God says.
That's right.
Amen. No one will ever receive their healing believing in their symptoms or what the doctors or Google or their spouse says.
Amen.
Amen. Over the Word of God. Right?
Amen.
Go over to Romans 4, please. Romans 4, we'll start about verse 17. Be fine. Pull it up in the King James first. Pull it up in the King James. Romans 4, 17. In the message, just write this down, message 17 and 18. Towards the end of it, because those two go together. It says, with a word, made something out of nothing.
Yeah.
When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway.
Yeah. Yes,
amen. I love this part. It says, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw.
Amen.
Amen. Deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw. Right?
Amen.
He couldn't do, but on what God said he would do.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. King James, as it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as what? That's interesting in itself right there.
Yep.
Calling those things that be not as though they will be one day. Hey, hallelujah. I'm talking about, there's just so much here. There really is. And just thank God for the Holy Ghost helping me. Just talking wide open. Hallelujah. Be not as though they were. They were.
Yep.
Were.
Yep.
Were.
Yep.
Were.
Yep.
So God already sees it done. Already sees it as you're healed.
Amen.
You're healed.
Amen.
How many of us ever walked around like, I'm healed?
Amen.
Well, you know, look, you're looking at your body to try to confirm what the Word of God's saying again.
Amen.
How many of us walk around like we are healed now? I'm not asking you, has symptoms of sickness. I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you if you were in pain.
Amen.
Well, you know, I need to listen to my body. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Hang on. Hallelujah. Amen. Be not as though they were, already am. Next, please. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of what? According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
Amen.
And being what?
Not
I would make a really good note about that. But what God really brought out today was he considered.
Mm-hmm.
He considered.
Amen.
What are you considering?
Yeah.
What's the one thing that you're really considering? Because if you're considering the sickness, if you're considering the disease, if you're considering what the doctor says, then it's going to override the word every single time.
Yes.
And then we'll have to just live with whatever's going on.
Yes.
Because we're not putting the word of God first. We're not considering what God has already done, what Jesus already done. We're not even considering that. We're considering our problems now.
Yes.
And so that's the forefront of our mind, and that's the thing that we're constantly meditating on and thinking about. And a lot of times, let's be honest, you know, even from a young age, we allowed our body to tell us everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And so we've come accustomed to letting our body tell us everything when we're grown-ups.
Yes.
And so it's really affected us spiritually.
Amen.
Amen.
Should have heard a way better amen than that. Because think about it. If your body gets a little bit hungry, what does it do? That's all you can think about if you'll let it. You need to eat. You're starving. You're starving? You just missed a little bit of food for 2-3 hours and you're about to die? I mean, let's really think about it. Our body, Your body, I think it's Smith Wigglesworth or Lester Sumrall, one of them, they was trying to read and they kept falling asleep. So he got mad. He said, you know what? I'll show you, talking to his body. He got his Bible, went and stood on the edge of the bathtub. He said, now fall asleep if you want to, and started reading. Oh, I can't do that. You know, what if I fall and die? See, you're letting your body tell you again.
That's
right. See, we're so accustomed to letting our body tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it, why we need to do it, when we're going to do it. Right now we're going to do it. Then we're going to do it. Now we have to sleep. Now we have to get up. Our body dictates to us everything, and we allow it to. Should have heard a better amen than that. Amen. And so then when it comes to sickness and disease, so that's why it's hard for us to see ourselves as healed, because God says you were healed.
Amen.
But it's hard for us to see that because we allow our body to tell us you're sick. You got a fever. You're feeling bad. You're really, really tired. You just need to, and then we'll fall back to, well, I need to listen to my body. You know, if in the military, if I had listened to my body, I wouldn't have finished one of those schools I went through. Y'all might as well just amen me, because this is about the best we're going to get tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that if you'd have listened to your body, you'd have never finished.
Amen.
I'm sure if you'd have listened to your body, you'd have stayed in bed this evening.
Amen.
Y'all really think that my body doesn't talk to me? Look, you can miss this one time. Brother Clinton can preach. You go rest. You're tired. But, and it's always interesting whenever my body's trying to tell me that, whenever I come to church, I get so revived.
Amen.
So revived. And then I leave, and I'm like, hallelujah. What? I don't care. I got to wake up 3:30. Let's get it. And I'll be wide awake.
Yep.
Amen.
Oh, well, I need my sleep. You're allowing your body to tell you something that your spirit man's needing to get fed, and it's going to build you up and actually help you, but you don't look at it like that. You're looking at it from the natural. And so now your natural self is staying in bed whenever this will actually revive your spirit and your natural man, but you don't even see that. You just see, no, what's that going to do? Hallelujah. All right then. Yep. So I wouldn't even finish like aerosol school. No. Why? Because there was a foot of snow, and out of almost 300 people, only, I want to say, 75 of us made it. That was it. Because there was so much snow, and then you had to climb up this rope about 20 feet, freehand, you know, climb up it and then go. You had to do the obstacle course first, and then that was the last thing you had to do. You don't think I wanted to stop? I couldn't feel my hands.
Amen.
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 So if we always just listen to our body, we'd just end up staying at home, not working. Because let's be honest, how lazy is our body?
Amen.
Wants to sit at home. Wants to sit at home, eat all the Doritos. Yep, son. Little ding dong, little ho hos, honey buns, son. I mess up a whole pack of honey buns in a blink of an eye. Quick. Put them in the microwave about 8 seconds. Nope. Just, I'll eat all of them in milk. Look, making myself hungry. See? But allowing my body, and then, you know, I actually ended up in drug rehab because my body told me, you need this.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
So I allowed my body to have a bigger voice than the Word of God. That's what really happened.
Yeah.
And so my bank account used to speak to me louder than the Word of God as well. Used to. But thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping me. Amen. So we got to get to a place where we're not considering everything else, but we're considering, what did God say? What did God say?
Amen.
Well, you know, I got to listen to my body. Well, you know, look, you do you, boo. All right? But I'm telling you right now, your body's going to lie to you. Your body's going to have you staying at home and missing church all the time. And let's be honest, what are we, an hour or two, maybe a week at church?
Yeah, come on.
So what's all the other time that our body's doing? Is our body really too tired to watch TV? Because if you think about it, let's just talk about it real fast. Is our body telling us it's too tired to watch TV? So we can sit in front of the TV, binge watch a whole season on Netflix, and then go to church for an hour, hour and a half. We're like, oh, we too tired for that. So we'll stay at home and watch TV and then be like, it's 10 o'clock. I could have went to church, but look, obviously ain't talking to y'all. Y'all here. High five your neighbor. That's what I'm talking about. Or not. Just look at me weird. And that's all. Look, I'm talking about myself right now too. Because there's a lot of times my body tries to tell me stuff and I'll listen to it. And then I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know better than that. You know better than that. A lot of times pain, even with pain, you got to learn to consider the word of God. If you have to take a Tylenol or a prescriptions, whatever it is, take it. I'm not saying don't take it, but take it, but also consider the word of God. Thank you. By your stripes, I were healed. See, I talk to myself just like the Bible says, and then I'll go, since I were, I was. Since I was, I am right now. Even with the pain, I don't care. I'm not considering the pain. I'm considering the word. And then I just thank God. Thank you, Father God. I'm pain free, but you got pain running through your body. I'm not considering my body. I'm not listening to it. I'm telling my body what it's going to meditate on. It's going to meditate on the word and not the situation that I'm facing. Because the more I meditate on whatever it is in front of me, the bigger that thing's going to get. And the more I'll believe that I have to live with it. But if I consider this and I meditate on that, then that will break that down. Now I see I don't have to live with this anymore. By his stripes I was healed, so pain you have to leave. And I continue to move forward. Well, you're crazy. Well, it works. So call me crazy, that's fine. But it works. Abraham considered not his own body. But you got to remember, the first time God told him, he laughed. So he considered it the wrong way. So thank God there's hope for us. Right? He laughed at first, but he still had Isaac, didn't he? Yeah. And so that means there's hope for us. We could have laughed and be like, considered everything else, but hallelujah. We'll just go like Abraham did. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. He laughed at first. Why? Because he looked at his body. He considered his body instead of what the word of God just told him. You're the father of many nations. No. You don't know what my body's like, though. You don't know how old I am. I guess somebody should have talked to God before he talked to Abraham, huh? Like, are you sure you don't want to use a 20-year-old or something like that instead of this guy? He's pretty old.
Amen.
I'm going to read you a few definitions on consider. Consider, to fix the mind on. With a view to a careful examination. So to fix the mind on, with a view to a careful examination, to think on with care, to ponder, to study, and to meditate on. Means to consider. Because think about it, to meditate on something. If we feel symptoms of sickness or something coming on, a lot of times people go, they'll start thinking about that. And then they'll be like, well, you know, I don't feel that good. And they might be feeling, you know, not real bad, just might have a runny nose or something. And they'll just start thinking, you know, I don't feel that good. And within 30 minutes, they're on the phone with their boss. I don't think I can come in. Yeah. And you started off with a runny nose or something. But within a few hours, now you have a fever. Yes. Because you considered that and really just started thinking about that so much that that's what you're really feeding now. And so the word of God is nowhere to be found, but the sickness and disease is at the forefront of your mind.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Consider, to meditate on. It also means to think about and be drawn toward a course of action. To think about and be drawn toward a course of action. Amen. To pay attention to. To think carefully about something, especially before making a decision. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To think about, look at, or judge. To think about, look at, or judge. Amen. What are we considering? What are we considering? We have to obviously ask ourselves that, right? Are we considering there's no way I'll just have to live with this for the rest of my life? Well, there's no way I can have a bigger house. I just have to, this is all I make, so this is just, I'm going to have to live with this forever. I'll never be able to own anything nice. I'll never be able to have another vehicle. What are we considering?
Amen.
Abraham's body told him, that he was too old. Mm-hmm. His body told him that. That's why he left. Like I was talking about earlier, we're so trained to listen to our body. We've started it ever since we were kids. You know, we'll listen to our body to let us know when to go to bed, when we should. Because when's the last time you went to bed because you wanted to go to bed? Or did your body tell you to go to bed?
Amen.
See, a lot of times people are like, man, I'm just so tired. Well, when'd you go to bed? Oh, midnight. Well, I got a suggestion.
Amen.
Go to bed earlier.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I can't sleep. Yeah, you can, because God gives his beloved. See, we don't meditate that, but we meditate, I can't sleep. 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 So now you can't sleep. And then you're going, why can't I sleep? All right. Amen. 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 So, you know, I actually, there's been days where I've put myself in bed at 6:30. I have. I really wasn't that tired, but I was like, you know what? I can tell my body is wearing down a little bit. I'm going to put myself to bed. I wanted to stay up, personally, but I was like, no, you're going to bed, bud. And so I walked my happy self in the bedroom. Chelsea's like, what are you doing? Look, putting myself in bed. All right, leave me alone. I'm a grown up. Leave me alone. I can do what I want. But we allowed our body to tell us our whole life what to do, when to do it. To where it comes to healing, now we allow our body to tell us if we're healed or not. And we don't let the word tell us if we're healed or not. And so we've meditated on that so much that it's become the forefront of our mind. And so now we got to readjust our thinking and stop letting our body tell us. Because look, like I was saying about honey buns. If I go in a store and I see a honey bun, I have to tell my body, put it down. Because if not, I'll find myself at the counter like this. Bebopping up there. Oh, but I really want it. It's a good place to start.
Yes,
it really is. Because just show yourself that you can tell your body what to do.
Amen.
But if you just constantly allow it to dictate your life and to run your life, the Word, it's going to be hard for you to get things from the Word. Because you're going to constantly let your body dictate to you how you feel.
Amen.
What you're doing. Do you have a headache? Are you feeling okay? Are you depressed? And you'll constantly allow your body to tell you. To tell you that.
Yeah.
Let the Word of God tell you that.
Amen.
Tell your body to shut up. Everybody's body's going to talk to them. But are we going to answer it with the Word? Or are we going to answer it with, you're right. You know, I do need 46 honey buns. Look. Don't judge me. Golly. No, I'm joking. I know. I don't know. But, you know, I and my body will even be like this. Look, you ran 4 miles this morning. You're good. Eat extra. You're going to run tomorrow. You'll be fine. My body's actually been trying to tell me, look, you don't need to be getting up. You don't need to be running anymore. Your leg's kind of hurting. So I make myself get up then.
Amen.
Because I'm not going to let my body tell me if it's hurt, because I got a brand new knee.
Yeah.
Satan's a liar. And so I'm going to continually run.
Amen.
I need to let y'all know that, and Satan himself. I'm going to continually run. You can do your little, try to do your little tricks, but I'm not going to let my body tell me that. Because if I stop now,
yeah.
I'm telling you, the pain would come back like nobody's business. And that's a lot of times where we'll miss it, because we'll receive our healing and our body, we might get a pain or something, and then we'll go, ooh, maybe I don't need to do that today. No, you absolutely need to do that today.
Amen.
Let your body know it ain't in charge. Let your body know, yes, you're healed. Now line up to the Word of God and shut up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I need to, it's 8 o'clock. Amen. We'll try to finish this next week. God willing, and the creek don't rise. Amen. Okay, yeah. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you. Magnify your holy name. We thank you for your Word. And I thank you, we will constantly consider the Word. And not the situation, not the problem, not what we're facing, but we'll consider the Word. That'll be at the forefront of our mind from this day forward. We'll continually meditate the Word, not the problem. Not the problem. We'll meditate the Word. Not the problem. Not the situation that we're going through. No. No. We'll just tell our body to shut up, because it does tend to bring it back up to the forefront of our mind. Even with people, our body will try to bring up, oh, you're mad at them. No, I ain't. I forgave them in faith. Hallelujah. And so that's where that's at. And I'm not going to touch that in thought life anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to consider the Word. Consider the Word. Consider the Word. We thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll see y'all Sunday.